With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Authorities in Sanders County have ordered the evacuation of 14 homes threatened by fires burning in the Kootenai National Forest north of Knoxon. One fire is burning about a quarter mile away from the nearest residence in a narrow canyon on a six-mile stretch of Highway 56. Multiple lightning-caused fires are burning more than 3 square miles in the Bull River drainage. A pre-evacuation warning has also been issued for people in the Essex area along Highway 2 south of Glacier National Park. Sonia Hartman is a fire information officer for the area being affected by the Sheep Fire.
If you're in Essex, it's a good time to pull your things together and prepare.
Hartman says that the pre-evacuation warning has ratcheted up since it was issued earlier this afternoon.
We've moved from the ready stage of evacuation information for Essex area to the set stage. So we have a higher concern of the fire eventually making it to the highway.
Hartman says about 50 homes, 20 businesses, and 20 minor buildings are currently in the pre-evacuation area. She says conditions on the Sheep Fire got pretty bad today.
We have pulled firefighters off the fire today with firefighter safety concerns. We're now using more air attack to try and slow the fire from reaching Highway 2.
But Hartman says it's still not clear that the Sheep Fire will actually reach homes and businesses in the Essex area. She says at this time it's moving down a ridge more towards the Goat Lick area. Hartman says the fire hasn't been spotting much, but emphasized that people in the Essex area should be prepared to evacuate if necessary. State air quality monitors are showing unhealthy conditions in Hamilton and Libby at this hour. In Sealy Lake, the air is being called unhealthy for sensitive groups. In Hamilton, air quality moved out of the moderate zone about 6 o'clock this morning, and in the 4 p.m. hour spiked at a concentration of 118 particulates per milliliter of air. Conditions in Libby followed a similar hourly curve, but readings there today were generally a little lower than in Hamilton. State monitors categorized the air quality as moderate in Butte, Missoula, Frenchtown, the Flathead Valley, and St. Mary. Former University of Montana football player Bo Donaldson, who's serving a 10-year prison sentence for raping an acquaintance in 2010, has been moved to the state's boot camp program. KECI-TV reports today's move was part of an agreement with the State Board of Pardons and Parole that Donaldson made after his first parole hearing in May. The parole board denied his request for parole, but recommended him for a 100-day boot camp program. If he's successful, he can go to a 4-month aftercare program in Billings and return to the parole board to request a parole plan. The parole board noted he's successfully completed sexual offender and substance abuse treatment programs at the Montana State Prison. Two teens died and two others were injured in a rollover crash on U.S. Highway 87 in central Montana today. State Highway Patrol said a sport utility vehicle carrying four people between the ages of 15 and 18 went off the road early this morning between Windham and Moccasin. Trapper Joe DeJong says the vehicle became airborne and rolled. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.